Hello and welcome to another episode of Almost Legend. My name is Iwana, your host. Like we do on the show, we talk about football or soccer players who were so promising when they broke out as wonder kids but ended up disappointing all of us. This episode talks about a French wizard who managed to play for PSG, Lyon, Marseille, and still could not become the French superstar that we were waiting for. Hatem Ben Arfa is a man with a story that is so intriguing that even till today, every time you watch him on the ball, you just wonder what happened. Let's take a look at his story. Here's Ben Arfa. It is rare when a player gets to represent three, not two, not one, three of the most prestigious clubs in one country. One country. In France, most players would usually get to just represent Lyon or just Marseille or just PSG. But when you get to play for all three of these teams, it simply means you have what everyone wants. You must be a special talent for each of these clubs to want to take a chance on you. In a career that has seen so many ups and downs, few would argue that Hatem Ben Arfa was supremely talented. His only problem was forgetting how to play well with others. Like many French footballers, Ben Arfa attended the esteemed Clairefontaine Academy before graduating to join the Lyon youth setup age 15. Now, after 2 years of working his way through the ranks, he was handed his first team debut in 2004 alongside another talented youngster named Karim Benzema. Do you remember him? I'm sure you do. Over the next four seasons, Ben Arfa grew in stature as the team racked up four straight League One titles. And so, initially playing more from the bench, he became a bona fide starter in 2007 after the departure of Florent Malouda and Sylvain Wiltord. We're talking about the class that had done so well, winning seven straight titles from 2001 to 2007. Now, once that class had gone, he was now the main man alongside talents like Karim Benzema. Now, as he played more, his output in terms of goals and assists started to increase, and he became one of the finest talents in French football. By the end of the 2007-2008 season, he was named as the league's best young player. Good. On the rise. That's what you want. Unfortunately, Lyon would struggle to contain their starlet as he proved difficult to handle for teammates and his manager. Following a fight between himself and Sebastian Scalacci, at the end of the season, his days at the club seemed numbered. And so in June 2008, he earned a move, rather controversially, to league rivals Marseille. The move to Marseille should have set Ben Arfa apart from his peers as he was joining a club looking to reclaim top spot in French football. Remember, Lyon had been the ones winning the titles between 2001 to 2008. Now, Marseille, keen to use Ben Arfa's title-winning experience to his advantage, they made him a key part of their squad, starting him in the first league game of that season, a game in which he scored. His temperamental side did not take long to become an issue, and so in under just 6 months at the club, he had been in fights with several teammates and even his managers. Most notably, during a game against Paris Saint-Germain, Ben Arfa refused to warm up to get off the bench and play. Like, he literally told the coach that I would not be playing this game because I am on the bench. Now, when confronted with the media, he gave the easiest response for such instances: I was injured. After apologizing to the fans, his teammates and manager, Ben Arfa was reinstated into the starting lineup and showed flashes of his brilliance to finish the 2008-2009 season on a personal high. The 6 goals scored boded well for the future. The next season seemed bright, except it wasn't. After starting that season brightly, Ben Arfa courted controversy by missing a training session. The club fined him accordingly, regardless of his reasons. However, if you must know, His reasons for missing this training session was that there were airport issues when he traveled to Tunisia to visit family members, if you must know. Soon after this, he got into regular bus stops with the manager. As a result, he completed, did you know, first and foremost, that he completed 90 minutes in just two games that season. And he played over 30 games. What's worse is that he got his first goal of that season in January for a league season that started in August. However, in the final few months of that season, he helped his team to finally win the league title that they signed him for. Job done. Career back on track, right? I wish. In the summer of 2010, interest in Ben Arfa was high as English side Newcastle made an offer to sign him. Now, following the emergence of that offer, Ben Arfa did what he became known for. He pushed for whatever would get him to move, citing irreconcilable differences with his manager. Sounded like a marriage that was breaking down, except that this time is a football one. He refused to keep training with the team and the club had to accept, well, they were forced to accept, a loan offer from Newcastle for Ben Arfa to move. He made the leap from France into England in 2010. Just like his time at Marseille, Ben Arfa enjoyed a bright start at Newcastle, scoring his first goal not long after signing, but unfortunately he suffered a broken leg early in his spell at the club, ruling him out for much of the season. Now, regardless of this injury, Newcastle had seen enough to go ahead and make the deal permanent in December 2010. He didn't play in any games until the end of that season, despite recovering fully. The 2011-2012 season would see Ben Arfa at his best, as he played more games for Newcastle that season. It was the season where he was remembered for scoring two wonder goals, including one, especially one, against Bolton Wanderers, where he dribbled past four players from his own half before slotting home just under the keeper. You should go check it out. Just get on YouTube and just check for the Ben Arfa goal against Bolton Wanderers. You would be amazed at the talent shown in that goal.
For Ben Arfa, he's away from Ricketts. Now then, Cisse wants it played through now, and Ben Arfa delays it. Ben Arfa all the way! What a goal! That's a Ben Arfa! A magnificent goal! Lionel Messi would have been proud of that one. It needed something special to light up St. James's.
Newcastle finished that season in 7th place and qualified for the Europa League, a testament to Ben Arfa's impact at the club. Unfortunately, playing in multiple games in the season after, which is the 2012-2013 season, was always risky for a player with his injury record, and he sustained several injuries during that season. After starting brightly in the season after, his form and fitness declined, and 6 months into the 2013-2014 season, he needed to be moved on. A loan move was arranged for him to move to fellow Premier League side Hull City. Joining Hull City in September 2014, Ben Arfa would make a handful of appearances for the club, and then he disappeared. He disappeared, literally, in December that same year. No one knew where he was, not even the manager. No one, no close friend, nobody knew where he was. All they knew was that he was no longer in England. And by January 2015, his contract at Newcastle was terminated, effectively ending his time at Hull City as well. Surprisingly, that same January, he showed up in France to join Ligue 1 side Nice. And then it was discovered that he could not play for them that season because he had already played for Newcastle and Hull in that same season. And so he was forced to terminate his contract and re-sign over 7 months later. The 2015-2016 season would witness a revival of the highest order in Ben Arfa's career as he produced a stellar season that would see him score 17 goals and help Nice to qualify for Europe. The boy wonder was back and ready for another big move. He got it in 2016. This time he joined the French club that trumps most clubs, Paris Saint-Germain. Now, this would be a costly, very costly mistake. Joining a squad that was constantly adding to his ranks on a seasonal basis, his first team chances grew smaller by the day. I mean, you're talking Cavani, Laverse, you're talking Ibrahimovic, you're talking Neymar, you're talking Draxler. Every single season, PSG is adding to their forward line. And Ben Arfa, even though he was a star player in France, you always knew that he was in serious danger of losing a starting shirt with the regularity that PSG were signing strikers. Many times he would not even make the matchday squads. And so after just managing to earn game time in his first season, he failed to make a single appearance in his second season at the club. The time to leave was here. And so he joined French side Rennes in 2018 and did well over the next 2 years, playing a good number of games and showing just a few flashes of brilliance. Just a few. By 2020, he had helped the club to the French Cup trophy. At least that was good enough and a good testament to how much of an impact he had at the club.
Il a vu tout ça, Benjamin Samboulu, il a vu l'appel de Lévin Kurzawa. Kurzawa, le centre au premier poteau pour Di Maria, centre à nouveau, 3-0, le but d'Atem Ben Arfa.
Et quelle action, Christophe, quelle action encore des Parisiens qui se promènent sur ce début de match.
As far as his international career goes, Ben Arfa chose to represent France despite being eligible to represent Tunisia. He had a vibrant youth international career, representing France at every stage in international youth football. You're talking under 16s, 17s, under 19s, 21s, and even under 23s. At senior level though, he has just 15 caps and 2 goals. A disappointing return for such a talented player. Today, Ben Arfa plays his football for Spanish side Valladolid. Temperament is such a big issue in football. It is. Many players have struggles to control it, and it has derailed their careers badly. Now, in the case of Ben Arfa, you would wonder if pride played his part. He was talented, probably felt he deserved more for his talent from others, and not necessarily himself. Having spent much of his career looking for relevance, using controversial tactics, it's safe to say that he wasn't particularly making bright decisions. In the end, Hatem Ben Arfa is an almost legend. And that wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show today, you can show your support by commenting and sharing this with your friends. Don't forget to subscribe. You can follow us at Jamet FM on all social media networks for more episodes of this show and other amazing shows as well. Do you know of any other almost legends of the game? Let me know in the comments section and we could talk about them in future episodes. Till next time, see you soon.
Almost Legend is produced by Aiko Rizzo and Oana. Edited, mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizzo. Almost Legend is a production of Jamet Media.